Welcome to the In Happier News podcast. I'm your host, Deanne Goodman. I scour the news each week to bring you the happy, inspiring, and positive stories in 10 minutes or less. There's plenty of negativity in the media already, and I used to be a TV news reporter and anchor obsessed with chasing those type of stories. After a life-changing string of events, I vowed to focus on the good instead. These are stories to brighten your day, and as they say in the news industry, it's all starting in 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome back. We have so many good news stories and a lot of dog stories this week. So let's jump right on in. Starting in Portland, Oregon at Park Rose High School, where a hug saved the life of at least one student. New surveillance footage from the school shows Coach Keenan Lowe taking a shotgun out of the hands of a student and then embracing him in a hug. CBS reports that the incident happened earlier this year, and the student actually pled guilty October 10th to gun charges. Officials say he never pointed the gun at anyone but himself. He was sentenced to 3 years probation. Coach Keenan's quick thinking and the hug the two shared is really emotional to watch. Keenan said he could just see in the student's eyes how serious the situation was. He told the student, "I'm here to save you. I'm here for a reason, and your life is worth living." What a hero. Go watch this video on Instagram. I posted it at In Happier News, and let me know what you think. I watched it probably a dozen times, and every single time, it gave me the chills. If you're feeling the weight of the world lately, you are not alone. In fact, the football team, the 49ers, just got an emotional support puppy named Zoe to help them with stress. According to CNN, Zoe is the NFL's first emotional support dog. She is an adorable French bulldog adopted by the team's director of player engagement. She spends most of her days lounging around the team's training facility and gets cuddles from all the players. And while she doesn't join the team on away games, she eagerly waits for them to return home. Zoe is also in training to become a therapy dog. This next story might be my all-time favorite good news story. The information comes from Good News Network and the San Antonio Express News. It's actually a story from several years ago, but just resurfaced recently. A little 4-year-old girl was grieving the loss of their family dog, Abby. She asked her mom if they could write a letter to God so that when Abby got to heaven, God would recognize her. The letter said, "Dear God, will you please take care of my dog? She died yesterday and is with you in heaven. I miss her very much. I'm happy you let me have her as my dog, even though she got sick. I hope you will play with her. She likes to swim and play with balls. I'm sending you a picture, so when you see her, you'll know she is my dog. I really miss her." An anonymous postal worker sent the young girl a package wrapped in gold paper. Inside was a book by Mr. Rogers titled When a Pet Dies, as well as the original letter and photo of the dog. The letter back said, "Abby arrived safely in heaven. Having the picture was a big help, and I recognized her right away. Abby isn't sick anymore. Her spirit is here with me, just like it stays in your heart. Abby loved being your dog. Since we don't need our bodies in heaven, I don't have any pockets to keep your picture in, so I'm sending it back to you in this little book for you to keep and have something to remember Abby by. Thank you for the beautiful letter, and thank your mother for helping you write it and sending it to me. What a wonderful mother you have. I picked her especially for you. I send my blessings every day and remember that I love you very much. By the way, I'm easy to find. I am wherever there is love. Love, God." Man, are you crying yet? That seriously gets me. But it has been fact-checked, and it is true. To the amazing person who wrote that little girl the letter and sent the package, you're the embodiment of love, and what a beautiful gift that was. Since we're on the dog beat, I'll share two more dog stories. The first is a grandfather who went shopping for a new recliner chair and brought with him his best friend. Her name is Coco, and she's a little lap dog who is inseparable with her owner. In fact, his requirement was that the footrest on the lounge chair had to be wide enough for both him and Coco to sit side by side. So they tested recliners together in the furniture stores, making sure the proportions were just right. It's a really cute photo, and I shared that one on the In Happier News Instagram page. In Montana, the best reunion just took place for a couple who searched for 57 days for their missing dog. Good News Network reports they were on a four-day vacation near Kalispell when their dog somehow got out of the pet-friendly hotel they were staying in. They stayed behind to find their 7-year-old border collie named Katie, and soon days turned into weeks, but they wouldn't give up. They'd stay out till 4 a.m. calling her name and distributed hundreds of flyers throughout the community. A local family even hosted them while they searched for Katie. The wife, Carol, had to go back to Spokane to request more time off from her job as a postal worker, but they ended up denying her request, so she quit her job. She told the New York Times, Katie was more important to her than work. She went back to Montana and continued looking for Katie, giving it one more week. Then, finally, someone thought they spotted Katie, and hikers also confirmed seeing a border collie. Carol called to Katie, and she came running into her arms. Katie had lost 15 pounds being out in the wilderness, but otherwise is in great health. I absolutely love this story. I'm just so glad there was a happy reunion. Talk about persistence, faith, and a strong bond with your dog.
More positivity to come after this quick break.
Shout out to this week's sponsor, Kombucha on Tap. Kombucha on Tap delivers kegs of kombucha and cold brew coffee throughout Southern California. We have kombucha on tap at our house, and let me tell you, it is life-changing. It's naturally bubbly, low sugar and calorie, and contains live probiotics, which are really good for your digestion, immune system, and overall well-being. For those who have it at work, employers report a boost in company culture and less sick days used. If you're in the San Diego area, you can stop by Kombucha on Tap in Vista Monday through Friday to fill up growlers and taste a bunch of different flavors. Kombucha on Tap also gives back to the community through its Kombucha Cares initiative. Find out more at kombuchaontap.net or by following at Kombucha on Tap on Instagram or Facebook. Now back to the In Happier News podcast. In business news, Lyft just announced a really cool program where people can get free rides to and from job interviews, job trainings, and rides to and from the first 3 weeks of employment until they receive their first paycheck and begin to pay for their own transportation. This is rolling out in 35 cities in America and Canada. More details are on Lyft's website. Pizza Hut just debuted a compostable pizza box. It's round instead of the traditional square shape. The Washington Post says the round shape means there's less waste, which is better for the environment, and it's made of sustainably harvested plant fiber. Did you know that pizza boxes haven't changed much since the 1970s? This box was actually 2 years in the making, and it seems like a much needed step in the right direction. Good job, Pizza Hut. Way to go. And finally, in school news, good news for high schoolers in California. Starting in 2022, schools are required to start after 8:30 a.m. Good News Network says California is the first state to push back the school start time after passing Senate Bill 328 in response to a mounting body of research that later school start times improve students' grades, health, and rates of attendance. I wish this bill existed back in the late 90s when I was in high school. I can still distinctly remember every single day my alarm would go off at 5:50 a.m. and it would be still pitch black outside. I'm pretty sure our very first bell rang at 7:20 a.m. 8:30 sounds like a much better time for people like me who just aren't morning people. That's all the time we have. If you have any great positive news stories that you see and want to share, send them my way. You can reach out at inhappiernews.com or find me on Instagram at inhappiernews. Let's keep spreading that positivity. And if you're liking these episodes, go ahead and give a nice rating and review as well, because that helps others find this podcast. All right. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon.